Kit Friedman is a graduate of the University of Wyoming who did his thesis research on the Wind River Indian Reservation. In this essay, he reflects on his family's multi-generational history in Lander.
The first record of my family in Wyoming dates back to 1867, before Wyoming was a state. That year, my great-great-grandfather, E.F. Cheney, arrived at Camp Carlin near present-day Cheyenne. Following a short-lived attempt at homesteading, he moved further west to Atlantic City. Gold had been discovered on South Pass. Though he never struck it rich, Cheney fell in love, married, and in 1878, he and his young wife relocated to Lander, where my family has remained ever since. They raised four children and eventually settled on a cattle ranch off the lower North Fork of the Popoja River. It was here that Cheney is said to have become friendly with the Shoshone Indians. He provided beef cattle to the Shoshone Agency and ultimately befriended the already legendary leader of the Eastern Shoshone tribe, Chief Washakie. Most of what I know of my family's history and their relationship with the Shoshone people, I learned from my grandmother, Cheney's granddaughter. As a kid, I'd spend hours listening to her recall story after story in between drags of her more 120 extra-long cigarettes. Stories of visits from Chief Washakie to the Cheney home, or how her mother had learned to, quote, speak Indian before she spoke English, how she was raised wearing moccasins, or about how when Chief Washakie died in 1900, my great-great-grandfather served as an honorary pallbearer at his funeral. My grandmother was a wonderful woman, and someone I looked up to very much. Witty and clever, her stories, no matter how far afield, always contained a simple lesson. Be a good person. She was very much an idealist, and perhaps it was her own idealism that led her to become a social worker on the reservation. People she worked with often told me she was a good lady, that she was known as Grandma to many on the reservation. Before she died, the Shoshone tribe held a ceremony in honor of her life's work, and when she finally passed in 2008, her funeral was presided over by Chief Washakie's great-great-grandson, the Sundance chief and medicine man of the Eastern Shoshone tribe. I do not take my family's history to mean I know something more about or to have a privileged relationship with the people and families on the reservation. While I'm certainly proud knowing my family's long history with the Shoshone people, if anything, my knowledge of this history has afforded me a deep respect and appreciation for a way of life different than my own. Perhaps it was this appreciation, then, that led me to the reservation for my own work. I researched the impacts of a Cold War uranium mill for my master's thesis in anthropology and environment natural resources at the University of Wyoming. Provided the history of research and the legacy of anthropologists on reservations, it came as no surprise when I was met with some level of hostility and suspicion regarding my motivations for carrying out the project. Despite my best intentions, I was quickly labeled a spy, a researcher, and perhaps worse, an anthropologist. Although I eventually developed, dare I say, trusting relationships with the people I was working with on the reservation, I never mentioned my grandmother. Then, in one of my final interviews for the project, I asked simply out of curiosity if the person I was interviewing ever knew Betty Friedman. "Betty Friedman," he grumbled. "Betty Friedman, ah yes. She's a white witch, that white devil woman who came out here and took all our children out of their homes and put them with white foster families. Yeah, I know her. She was out here, stealing children, doing the white man's work, taking children out of Indian homes and giving them away." I was floored. I'd never heard a bad word said about my grandmother. I didn't say anything. All I could do was listen as this person recounted the horrors and atrocities my grandmother had apparently committed. The whole experience was confronting, to say the least. This woman, who I had held in such high regard, who had inspired me so much growing up, and who instilled in me a deep respect for Native American culture, being denigrated for the very thing I had always assumed she was fighting against. I later followed up with a woman who had worked with my grandmother on the reservation. Yes, she had taken children from homes, and yes, she had made some people very mad. But that was rare. She told me it was something my grandmother had struggled with. Later, I learned my grandmother battled for a time with alcoholism, no doubt related to her occupation on the reservation. I'm Kit Friedman.